Aircheckdownloads.com.
Was Love and Money, Justin Scrooge, you know those fellas a long time ago, and they came down to London the first time they were looking for a record contract. And one of them borrowed my... Well, I shouldn't have started telling this story because it's led me up an embarrassing cul-de-sac, ladies and gentlemen. I admit, at the time, I did occasionally wear a Greek fisherman's hat because Nick Hayward was all the rage and I wanted to look cute and cuddly like Nick. So I admit, my mum and dad went on holiday, bought like a Greek fishing hat and I wore it, okay? Don't have to hold it against me. Anyway, that was a lot of fun. Now, I must say a quick thank you to everyone who stayed with us all night on Comic Relief, watched the show, who pledged some money, or maybe they did something totally barmy to raise some another time. It's a really great effort and raised a vast amount of cash, much more than we thought. The money's still coming in, so thanks to everyone involved. And it was a fun evening. Everyone enjoyed working on it. There were some brilliant comic performances out, I'm sure you'll agree. I especially remember old Ken Dodd coming out, because I'd never seen Ken Dodd. Not only was he very funny, we couldn't get him off. They had to drag him off forcibly, and apparently, I just spoke to someone, he is still performing at the BBC in Dressing Room 43. He's been going now for 7 days solid, and they haven't been able to shut him up. So this one's especially for Ken Dodd. It's a Salt and Pepper Twist and Shout. That's Salt and Pepper. What a fine butchering of the Beatles classic they managed. Actually, I really like that. And I like Salt and Pepper a lot as well. And I'll punch the first person who says they don't. Now, I've been joined by Mr. Dan Stamp, as I promised earlier in the show. Now, Dan, I've got all these kind of like scribbly bits of paper in front of me that tell me about you. And it says, agenda for the 1990s, priority management, the International Business Lifestyle Survey, stuff like that. What actually do you do? What is this all about?
What we actually do, Jonathan, is teach people, train them in organisational skills, how to get better organised, how to stay in control of their lives, and how to do it all with less stress.
You're just the man I've been looking for. So what are people doing wrong?
I think what they're doing wrong is they're getting out of control. In the last 10 years, we found in our survey that their work days have expanded to an extra 20%. In other words, it's an extra day a week that people are working. At the same time, they've lost about 30% of their leisure time. Add that up and it means go back to 1979 and it's like working a seven-day week. They have more work, less control, more stress, less leisure. It's adding up to people being in a real state of chaos.
So how has the time crept up? Just having a bigger workload?
I think it's a fact that people try to earn more money now. There's demographic reasons and sociological reasons, more women working than ever before. People higher aspirations in what they want, material wealth, a bigger house, a better car, and all of that means they've got to work harder to achieve it.
Who did you speak to in your survey? I mean, what do you actually do? You just a sample of people up and down the country?
Yeah, well, we surveyed right across the world, North America, Australia and Great Britain, and this was typically people in work, typically over the age of 21. The average age would be the mid-30s. It was a typical representative sample of people around the world.
And I'm sure you've come up with some crackerjack ideas as to how you can help them.
Oh, well, you bet.
Well, don't give them to me now. You bet. That's Bruce Forsyth's catchphrase. You know that, don't you?
Is it?
Yeah, you know Bruce he can sue you for using that publicly.
Really?
Either of those two words in any combination. Bet. You bet. Any time of day or night, Bruce has got your money.
Okay.
Bet you. After your ass. We'll be back after this break.
Jonathan Ross!
No, that was someone singing something. What was it called? The Blown Away by King Swamp. I think I've heard it when it was someone singing something. I'm with Dan Stamp. Dan, people have been listening and maybe saying, boy, this priority management sounds just the ticket for me. How can they get in touch with you?
If they call our office in Luton, priority management, they'll get a telephone number there and speak with Jim Storm.
Jim Storm?
Jim Storm.
I've read all about him.
He's a good guy.
No, I haven't read a thing. One other thing, I mean, is this something that firms pay for or do individuals come and pay for it?
It's a combination, but typically it's firms will pay for it. It's an individual benefits, but the firm also benefits, and the price is under £400, so it's reasonable for
That's pretty cheap, isn't it?
It is.
For this kind of
it's
thing?
It's a three-part program, and they go away with a guarantee that they will make a change in their life and one that they feel well worthwhile.
There you go. So I'm sure you have sort of people's wives or spouses, whoever is whipping up the money anyway, so they get to spend a bit more time with the kiddies.
And that's what everyone wants.
You can't beat a bit of time with the kids.
Yes.
I'm working towards like the one-day week, ideally. I spend as much time popping around the house with my cats. Actually, maybe my cat. Have you met my cats?
No, I haven't met your cats. They're not trainable.
I'll bring them in next week. Well, listen, that's the end of the show, I'm afraid. Yet another show bites the dust. Thanks very much for listening to us. Thanks to Carrie and, of course, young Andy for sitting so ably and trying not to yawn all the way through. Thanks to all my guests and thanks to you for listening. Join us again soon. Good night.
AirCheckDownloads.com.